Emily, you're very welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So Emily, tell us about Athena Analytics and how business is going for you.
So at Athena Analytics, we are a data-driven technology company. We work mainly with schools. Our main software is the Athena Tracker. So what that does is it tracks how students are doing throughout school in terms of their exam results. But the main difference between ours and kind of more traditional academic tracking tools is we focus on a student's own unique potential for the main purpose of highlighting when they kind of drift below that potential. So it's kind of a change from what traditional academic tracking is and how business is going. So in Ireland, we're working with over 400 schools now, so growing every year, and we've adding products every year, and we're now working with a number of schools in the UK, and that's growing as well. So that's where we are.
Fantastic. It's great to see such growth, isn't it? And to see, I suppose, that you can expand, you know, overseas and into the UK as well. But obviously continuing, as you said, there to develop new products along the way as well. It's great.
Yeah. And like, I mean, it really has come from like the schools. You know, I started off with a very simple product to start with, you know, when I began in 2017. And then the schools really were kind of looking for this academic tracking tool, like noticing that students were falling through the cracks. And like all our products have come from schools since. So like, so grateful to the schools and their feedback, and they really are fantastic to work with.
That's fantastic. But it's an important aspect as well, isn't it? Because obviously while you have the knowledge, I suppose, to create the business and to make it into what it is, it's great to get the feedback from the people, I suppose, who are living it, because obviously things change. And I suppose, as you mentioned, the abilities of different students might vary as well. So it's great to get the feedback and to be able to tailor, I suppose, to what the schools are looking for, but also to the needs of the children as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like, we've done everything based on feedback, like I say. And then, you know, the feedback we have had on our main tool has really been that, you know, it really has highlighted things that would never have come to the school's attention without it, you know, things going on at home or at school or just issues students are having. So it's really, you know, been an unexpectedly really positive feedback, you know. So it's, yeah, it's going great.
That's fantastic. You mentioned as well that you're constantly developing new products, I suppose. Can you tell us about anything that you're working on at the moment?
Yeah, so we actually this year launched a new software which is allowing parents of students in Limerick to apply to a secondary school. We're doing that process. So there are 17 schools involved. So if a parent in Limerick is applying for their child going to secondary school, they will use our system, which is schoolapplication.ie, and they'll rank the schools that they want. So they'll pick their first preference, hopefully get that, and then they'll rank all the other schools. So, you know, this has been a really positive one in terms of saving workload for principals and parents, even making it more seamless. And then most importantly, you know, ensuring that, you know, each child only gets offered one place in school and that no student is left without a place in school. So another really positive high impact software.
Absolutely fantastic. And how do you find, Emily, I suppose, the changing trends maybe when it comes to, you know, the use of technology, I suppose, and what it can do and what it can offer? Does that have an impact on your own business?
Yeah, like, I mean, I suppose from our perspective, the tools have really helped us in terms of accelerating being able to build things. So it's all been really positive. And even when we started this schoolapplication.ie, like, a lot of the worries around it were, you know, parents in different areas just not having that full access to technology, you know, or skill set. And so far, you know, we've had great feedback in terms of people being able to use it and, you know, having access to it. So in terms of people's even tech ability, like, that has come on so much in the last few years. So
that's great to hear. And I know as well that you have previously taken part in the Going for Growth program as well. How do you feel that taking part in a program like that has helped your business?
So I took part in Going for Growth in 2023. So I should say, first of all, I did apply in 2019 and I didn't get in. You know, I was very early stage, and, you know, Going for Growth is really for people looking to scale and for very large, you know, like, people with big ambition. So maybe I wasn't ambitious enough back then. But I did it in 2023. And for me, like, the big difference is it makes you step out of your business and look at it from kind of from the helicopter mode, you know, and really focus on, okay, how am I growing? That's the whole purpose of it. So there's no such thing as, like, everything's going well day to day. You know, it's really like, how do I keep building it? And I really think it helped me with that. The time I did Going for Growth in 23, we added the Athena Fitness Mark, which is a tool for tracking fitness test results for schools. And there's a follow-up program from Going for Growth that those who have done it can do, called Continuing the Momentum. And I just finished that. And again, like, that has given a big boost. You know, I did that schoolapplication.ie that I just mentioned while doing that. So those kind of things that, if I hadn't been doing those programs at the time, I might have been like, I'm far too busy now to be thinking about something new, you know. Yeah.
And I suppose it's great as well because, as you said, like you are so busy when you're immersed in your own business, I suppose, and you are always trying to, I suppose, to make sure it's going right in what you're doing, but to grow it as well. But some people might find, I don't have the time now to give to this, and thinks maybe stepping outside the business to do something extra is maybe not the right move for them. But it sounds like from your own experience that it was the best thing for you because it gave you a chance, as you said, to look kind of back at the business from outside of it and to see where you could take it. And obviously it has worked because, you know, it's going from strength to strength.
Yeah, no, definitely. And like the way Going for Growth works is there's an initial forum where everyone who's doing Going for Growth goes. There's about 60 people take part, and at that, you know, you hear from people that have done it before, you hear from like really successful entrepreneurs and a couple of experts, and then you have your first round table, which is like a group of like 8 of you with your own lead entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So that's how it starts. Then you meet kind of once a month with your own round table. Yes, so I think there was an 8 maybe in ours, and you know, you have your lead entrepreneur, and at each of those, you kind of check in about something different. Yeah. So the topic might be HR, it might be funding, finance, you know, all different things. And you're at the round table, you're kind of discussing different challenges you're having or what your experience has been. And so that kind of, you know, you're hearing from other like-minded people how they've, you know, taken it on. And also, you know, the lead entrepreneur giving you feedback. Like all these entrepreneurs that are involved, the lead entrepreneurs are, it's voluntary. Mm-hmm. So like, I think that speaks to like the energy of the program and like the positivity around it, you know, people wanting to give back to what they've already benefited from. I think 9 of the lead entrepreneurs involved have done the program before, you know, so it just shows, you know, how much they benefited from it. And then there's another forum at the end, again, lots of different speakers around really, you know, important topics. Like for example, there was one last year, Luella Martin from TestReach, and she was speaking about bringing in her employee share scheme, which is a really complicated topic, you know, and the way she did it, it sounded so simple. And I reached out to her afterwards, and like within a couple of months, we had our own scheme up and running, you know, largely due to her help and advice in it. So, you know, it's not even just the really obvious, you get advice at the round tables, you tackle your challenges. There's also a lot of offshoot benefits to it, you know, being in that community.
It sounds like there is, and it sounds like it's very beneficial as well. And I know you mentioned having the lead entrepreneurs, and I suppose something that's probably really beneficial is the mentorship that they provide, because, you know, it's always great, I suppose, to hear from people who've lived through it before, who've had the experiences, who know maybe where the pitfalls might be or what the opportunities might be as well. I can imagine, you know, as you're trying to grow your business and scale it, that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, massive. So the lead entrepreneur I had when I was doing Going for Growth was Dr. Anne Cusack, who had recently sold her business. And my most recent one when I did Continue the Momentum was Fiona O'Carroll, 2 excellent lead entrepreneurs who really have the lived experience of like building and running really successful businesses. And I think, you know, at each meeting, they do so well to understand each person's individual business and just really give you that helicopter view focused on growth. And I already said, you know, they're voluntary, and like really all comes from a very good place of like trying to help you grow your business.
And it sounds like, Emily, that if someone was considering maybe taking part in the program, you would recommend it, that it's worthwhile, even though it might sound like, I suppose, maybe a challenge that they're taking on, or, you know, that they require a little bit more time for it, but it's probably worth it in the long run, is it?
Definitely. And I think, you know, people that are like looking to grow, you know, and excited and ambitious, you know, this program will speak to them. You know, they'll hear about it and they'll be like, that's me. But who it's for, it's for female-led businesses. So I think that own over half the business at least and are leading the business, who are really, you know, focused on growing it and creating more jobs and, you know, looking to export, all that kind of growth stuff. And yeah, I definitely recommend it, you know, and even, I mean, loads of positive business benefits that I've already mentioned, but also, you know, you gain great friends out of it, mm-hmm. you know, people that are going through exactly the same thing, people that, you know, you can ring up about these things and they're not going to, you know, tell you, oh, you're doing great. You know, they're going to say, you know, this is what you should do here, and really like through a business viewpoint. So yeah, I would definitely recommend it. Yeah.
And I think you mentioned as well earlier, there's around 60 places or so available for the new program, and it's starting obviously on January the 14th as well. But there is a deadline to apply, and that's the end of this month, isn't it, Emily?
Yeah, the deadline is November 21st. And, you know, if you're listening to this and thinking, you know, I love this, but I do think I'm too small, I would definitely say apply anyway and, you know, get rejected. You know, that happened to me, and I really was like, okay, why didn't I get in? Let me review my form and my business and see why we're not at that stage, and, you know, focus on, okay, I'll apply again in a couple of years. You know, that's...
Yeah.
part of the journey.
It certainly is. That's very good advice and a lot of learning I can imagine to take from it as well. Just before you finish up, Emily, in terms of your own business, it sounds like obviously, you know, you've grown so much, I suppose, since you started, and obviously having taken part in these programs as well. But as you look to the future now, is that the plan as well, is to continue to develop, I suppose, more products and continue to grow the business?
Yeah, like, I mean, we in the past 8 years have really grown to like offer a couple of different data-driven tools, but all with kind of a focus on student outcomes. And as a result, you know, we've become a real mission-led business and it really motivates us all every day. So yeah, that's our focus, you know, to keep building high-impact software. But as I'm here, I should mention we are currently hiring. So athena.ie, we're looking for two new account managers.
Fantastic. And it's great, isn't it, to be able to set up a business and to see it grow, to see it be successful, but to create those jobs locally as well. That's a huge achievement, isn't it? And it must be a lovely feeling as someone who's founded the business.
Definitely. Like, and you know, we have such fantastic people working, you know, in Athena now. Like, that huge credit to the business success is completely due to them. And a lot of people like who have worked in Dublin and abroad and now looking to move back, like that's been a lot of the people that have joined us. So no, yeah, really positive.
Fantastic. It sounds great. Well, Emily, continued success to you, and thanks so much for coming in to talk to me this evening.
Thanks a million.